God Israel, Amarim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
Of your God Israel, Amarim Shema Israel.
The eternal light. National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's drama by Morton Wishengrad is entitled A Journey to Gair and features Norman Rose as narrator, Santos Ortega as Gadiel, and Alex Scourby as the stranger.
Frequently in the spring, and often in the summer, and sometimes even in the decline of autumn, when fallen leaves skitter before the wind, the rain clouds will come together and hang low over the hills. In the plains, the people will look up and wait.
Thunderhead, for sure.
Yes, we'll be hearing from Gadiel.
They wait, and a bolt of lightning opens the sky.
Listen now.
That, just as I said, Gadiel is riding.
Rolling thunder. And from all sides, the people say,
Gadiel is riding.
Gadiel is riding. What do they mean? And where does he ride? Long, long ago, in the distant future, there came to the land a simple man named Gadiel. He stayed a little space, and then he went. Where? From whence he came. Where was that? To where he went. And who went with him? I went with him. And who am I? You will know. He was a simple man, but when he drove his team of horses, he achieved divinity. He was a man without eloquence, yet when he held
Get
the
up,
reins
boys.
And called to the team,
Get along.
He accomplished with speech whatever speech could do. He was not a wise man, yet he possessed a philosophy.
Main thing is to pull your weight.
He was a man of vanity, but none of it was for himself.
I call the gray horse Jesse. 17 hands high and as willing as the day he was foaled.
He called the black horse David. Jesse and David.
Man should call his animals by names a man can respect.
People didn't understand. They smiled at his simplicity.
What are the oats for? Oats cost money, Gadiel. Let them eat grass.
They work hard. They're entitled to the grain.
Rushing them again? Gadiel, don't you get tired of grooming the horses?
Keeps the pores of their skin open. Besides, it gives me pleasure to see them well.
It also gave him pleasure to have them reshod often.
Keeps the hooves from being overgrown.
And in winter to feed them moistened bran and carrots.
Oats get monotonous.
And to cover them with blankets.
Let the cold air in, but keep them covered.
In short, this is how it was between the man Gadiel and the team Jesse and David. He worked them hard, but he gave them decent treatment and decent silence. They knew each other's worth and had respect for one another. People smiled about it, but when someone from another city would come and inquire,
Where can I get a reliable team to help out on my new farm?
The invariable answer was,
We will call Gadiel.
And so it happened that when a tall stranger came to the synagogue and said,
"It is imperative that I be driven to the city of Gir before the Sabbath. Who is there to drive me?"
The townspeople sent him to Gadil.
"It's a good distance, I know, but I must be there by sundown tomorrow."
"I have been to Gir. They have a tall synagogue."
"You'll take me?"
"Our synagogue is not so tall. Still, they say God can be found in small places."
"Then you will not take me?"
"I have not said it. But you must tell me why I should ask Jesse and David to go from here to Gare in less than 2 days. It is a distance that requires 2.5 days.
"I shall give you money."
"When their wind is broken, shall I tell my horses I did it for money?"
"You will tell them you did it because my mission is urgent."
"What mission?"
"I go to Gare to preach this Sabbath."
"You will preach the following Sabbath."
"I've been asked for this one."
"They will find a substitute."
"Will my substitute say what I have to say to the people of Gare?"
"I don't know. What will you say to them?"
"There is hunger in Gare, but well-fed people sit in the synagogue and sing psalms for the hungry. I shall tell them that the angels in heaven cannot feed the destitute. Let the angels in heaven sing psalms, and let the mortal men of Gare feed the hungry."
"It is an important thing to say. Wait 5 minutes for me to load a few sack of oats onto the wagon."
They drove briskly toward Gare. They rode without conversation. Conversation is a barrier against thought, and both Gabriel and the stranger were occupied with thought. The thought of Gabriel was,
"They are fine horses. In all the land, only Jesse and the son of Jesse could take the stranger to Gare before sundown tomorrow."
And the thought of the stranger was,
"There are women and children who starve in the streets of Gare, and there are sleek men who will be in the synagogue to pray for the starving."
And so they rode on, Gadil lost in affection for his horses, the stranger bitter in his contempt for men. After 4 hours, they stopped at an inn. Gadil watered his horses, but did not offer them oats.
"People starve in Gare. Let the horses have grass."
When the horses were watered and put out to grass, the men went into the inn.
Outlaw, another plate of beef.
I've anticipated your request. Here we are. Come in, gentlemen.
Thank you, landlord.
What will you have? Your orders, gentlemen.
Landlord, we go to Gare, where women and children are starving. What do you think our orders should be?
Do you come with a coin to pay for your meal, or do you come to beg?
I don't know, landlord.
If there is beef here and not even bread in Gare, it is God's providence. We are not to blame for God's distribution of blessings.
The name of God comes easy to your mouth.
Why not? We are God-fearing people. Let the people of Gare trust in God, like us.
Landlord, it would be better if you were an atheist.
You are a blasphemer.
No, landlord. You are a man of piety. And you say to them in Gare, trust in the Lord, he will help. It would be better for the people of Gare if you acted as if there were no God and none but you to help. Come, Gadil, we must reach Gare quickly to protect the hungry against the God-fearing.
Faster gait, hastened by fear. And to Gadil, suddenly there came a thought that all men must journey to Gare in all generations. Thinking this, Gadil did what he had not before. He had no whip, but he improvised a length of cord.
Up, Jesse! Up, son of Jesse!
And now Gadil was bitter, because the need of men had caused him to whip his horses. But the stranger said,
Gadil, this will be reckoned a good deed.
equal to the oats you bring.
Having said this, the stranger fell silent again. Now the design of their mission to Gare began to take shape. A wise man bringing words of prophecy. A simple man bringing a few sacks of oats. The word and the deed. The whole and its parts. Toward nightfall, Gadil called out,
"Ho!
What is it, Gadil?
Why do we stop here on the lonely road? Listen. We've worked them hard.
Too hard for Jesse. Jesse isn't as young as he used to be. Blowing badly.
You're reproaching me, Gadil.
Jesse and I, we've been together 15 years. Today I whipped him. Now I am killing him.
You exaggerate, Gadil.
I know, Jesse. Perhaps in Gare they are not starving and hungry, as you say.
Perhaps, Gadil. All men magnify what they love best. You, your horse, and I, the people of Gare.
We go no further. The horse rests. You'll miss the Sabbath. You won't preach. They won't hear you.
Whatever you say, Gadil.
Argue with me.
No, Gadil.
I'm a man of no intelligence. Argue with me.
There is no argument with a man in the driver's seat. Only Gadil.
Yes?
We oppose each other in exaggeration. You, for love of a horse. I, for love of men.
You're asking me to kill him.
If necessary.
For what? Say it simple, so that I can understand it. For what shall I kill a good horse?
For a truth.
In words that I can understand. I am a teamster.
You're angry.
You're spilling blood.
Shall I not be angry? Gadil, do you think truth is a word, nothing else? Gadil, is it all air between the tongue and the teeth? Is service nothing? And does service come easy, Gadil? Truth is paid with blood.
David! David, help him! Pull more than your weight. Jesse! Jesse! Up, Jesse! Up, boy!
There are some who pull their weight. There are some who needs must pull more than their weight. And there are some who pull no weight. On the road between here and Gare, there lives a trader, a dealer in horses. And Gadil looked down upon David, who was the son of Jesse, and upon Jesse, who was old and grown feeble from exertion. And Gadil thought longingly of the horses, the fresh horses, in the possession of the man who lived between here and Gare. And so, slowly, laboriously, painfully, they came to the dealer, and they stopped.
Dealer, Jesse is a good horse.
A tired old horse from the looks of him.
He will be all right after he rests.
If he rests.
Team dealer, you have a brown stallion. I've seen him before. He's bad gated. He's ill-disposed. You have not been able to sell him. I will take him for Jesse.
With 10 coins thrown in.
Jesse is worth 50 of them. And I have no coins.
Then we don't trade. Business is business and charity is quite apart.
We can't rest while people starve.
No, but if I make a bad trade, how does it help other people?
I'm not a wise man. Don't ask me questions I can't answer. All I know is that it is important for us to reach Gare.
Why?
I bring a preacher to those who have forgotten the poor.
Who's stopping you?
I'm also bringing a few sacks of oats to show the poor that some people haven't forgotten.
Drive on, Gadil.
But Jesse is blowing.
You made that observation before. I quite agree. Look, I'm not a heartless man. I will give you a few loaves of bread, but that's all.
It will be more for the horses to carry.
Some people are never satisfied. Never look a gift loaf in the mouth. Pretty good joke. Sir, you are not laughing?
Forgive me, these days I rarely laugh.
I was saying to Gadil, I will pray for the souls of the people in Gair.
And take care of your own body.
Naturally. If I don't take care of my own body, who will do it for me?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
What do you say to the dealer?
He would not listen. You can't ask a man who will not listen. That is the greatest humiliation.
I have no answer for him. Men like me must ask men like you to say the answers to men like him.
Yes, Gabriel. Dealer.
Well?
Take care of your own soul and another man's body. But not of your own body and another man's soul.
It is an answer. Dealer, will you lend me a fresh horse?
Not yet, Gadil. I must take time to study his answer.
They starve one to study.
I do nothing without study. I am a man destined for the legislature.
That is true. Gadil, we've lost time. And while Jesse is tired, they are starving. Come.
Gadil drove, but the gray horse Jesse labored heavily, and Gadil labored heavily. They drove thus through the night, the horses lathered with sweat in the grime of the road. A half day's journey from Gair, the black horse, David, cast a shoe.
I'll have the shoe in a minute.
We'll wait, blacksmith.
Oh, there's bread to eat, Gadil. You're welcome to it.
Thank you, blacksmith. Sir, will you eat bread?
It's my wife's bread. It's good.
Both of you eat. Today, I shall keep a fast.
It's foolish, sir. How do you help by fasting?
I don't know. Perhaps it is because today, I would go to all men throughout the world and say to them, now in your season of plenty, fast. For them who are hungry.
What good will it do the hungry if I do not eat today?
They will have the food you do not eat.
Here is my bread. They are welcome.
It is only one day's bread.
What more do you want? Ask, I will give it.
Fast.
Why?
Because if you are hungry, you will have two hearts. You will feel your hunger and their hunger. But if you eat, you will have only one heart for yourself. How can a man warm in his own comfort know the griping of their hunger? Gadil, you eat with the blacksmith. But I will fast for the hungry.
But Gadil also fasted. For nothing that the stranger had spoken had come so near his heart. The black horse David was shod. The gray horse Jesse was watered and fed. And they resumed their desperate mission to Gair. At a distance of less than 3 hours to Gair, the gray horse Jesse was covered from mane to tail in a froth of exultation. The muscles in his massive shoulders knotted in great cords of effort. His master had called upon him. He was answering with his entire heart. His flesh gleamed red under the harness. The saliva at his bit crimson. His great eyes bulged and his nostrils strained hard for breath. At a depression between two gentle hills, Jesse began to falter.
He can go no more. We must stop. We can go no more.
And so, they stopped. And only when they stopped did Jesse fall. His great flanks quivered. His gray head heaved. There was a sucking in of breath. And then, he had rest.
Sir, help me remove the harness.
That was all Gadil said. He neither spoke nor wept. Weeping is for the living and not for the dead. There were the living of Ger, those living in hunger. Still, Gadil allowed his fingers to rest briefly on Jesse's muzzle.
All right. Now David will have to pull for two.
It was the stranger who was sentimental.
He pulled more than his own weight.
All right. Throw the empty harness in the wagon.
They continued. David alone. Gadil and the stranger sat lightly in their seats, as if by so doing they decreased their weight. And David pulled. A quarter of an hour before sundown, in the city called Ger, a single black horse pulled the wagon up to the central square. One man descended from the wagon and gave oaths to those who held forth their hands. Another man ascended the bima, which is the altar, and spoke words to the congregation. He spoke well.
Take care of your own soul and of another man's body, but not of your own body and another man's soul.
He proclaimed for them a day of fasting, and he said,
do you only mouth the name of God? What does he mean? Specify concretely. In terms of your hand against the hungry. In terms of your heart against the alien and the stranger who plead for help. Who else pleads for help? It is always the hungry and the stranger. I measure your God by your heart. And you will not have one heart for God unless you have two hearts for men.
The people of Ger and the people surrounding Ger praised the words of the stranger highly. And for a day and a second day, and for a week and a second week, they extended an arm to the hungry. But an arm extended grows weary, and they grew weary of giving and inured to the pain of other men. And so their hands grew empty. Their arms fell, and again there was hunger in Ger. And it was this news which the stranger brought to Gadil. But he found Gadil in mourning.
The black horse, David, he has also died. He never recovered from the journey to Ger.
The wheel had turned full. Gadil, the simple man, lost in misery over two faithful horses. The stranger, the wise man, embittered by the faithlessness of men.
What good is a journey to Ger?
Listen to me, Gadil. All our lives, we're on a journey to Ger.
And this is how it ends.
Very often, Gadil. The answer, Gadil, is that no man finishes the journey to Ger, but every man must set forth on it.
Gadil returned home on foot. And whether it was because of grief for two good horses dead of the journey, or because of the journey itself, Gadil sickened.
We have sent for the doctor, Gadil.
Thank you.
Is there something you wish in the meantime?
No.
Shall we read to you?
If you wish.
Very well. Then God said to them, lo, the land is mine, for ye are all strangers and sojourners with me. And they answered him, a stranger am I with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. And then they said further, every man alive has a claim upon me. I close my hand against the other man, but I do not diminish his claim. I shut my eyes, but I do not banish him. I stop my ears, but his cry...
Don't read anymore.
Why? Is he asleep?
Yes. He's asleep.
But he was not asleep. He was dead. They sent word to the stranger, and the stranger came to them and stood over Gadil's bier, and he declared,
"He and I, we went upon a journey to Ger. Do you know what the word Ger means? The word means stranger, alien, foreigner. And who is the stranger if not a fellow man? And what piety is possible without a fellow man? So we went upon a journey to Ger. Gadil and I, and Jesse, and David, who was the son of Jesse. And of all who went upon the journey, I alone remain alive. Come, let us make a prayer for Gadil, and go again upon a journey. Who goes with me? Listen. Do you hear it? Gadil is riding.
Under the hooves of Jesse and David, there is a sound of thunder. The prayer of Gadil on the eternal journey to Ger, that men shall remind themselves of their blessings and not forget the hungry. The journey never finishes, but still and always, it is a journey that must be undertaken.
Drama today was a fantasy by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Catons. Featured as the narrator was Norman Rose. Santos Ortega appeared as Gadil and Alex Scorby as the stranger. Cantor Robert H. Siegel was the soloist. The entire production was under the direction of Walter McGraw. The Eternal Light comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.